Happy Friday, and thank you so much for downloading episode 900 of the Be Our Guest podcast. Today's episode of the show brought to you, as always, by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. When it comes time to book that next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Disney Cruise Line vacation, work with the great professional vacation planners over at the Magic for Less Travel. They're going to get you the best financial deal possible, but most importantly, they are not happy until each and every guest has the most magical vacation possible. They do that every day, and they want to do it for you, so check them out today. They're standing by right now. Drop by themagicforless.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 900 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. And happy 900, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading the show here on a Friday. And a sincere thank you to everybody who is out there taking the time to listen to the show, because I know a lot of you have been there all 900 and even more shows, because we've done a lot of live shows, a couple of little shows, you know, towards the end of March, beginning of April, you know, a few other things. So sincerely, thank you for letting us do this podcast 900 times. And here's to, man, in 100 shows, we'll be hitting 1,000. That'll be crazy. And we're going to stick it out. We're going to make sure that we do that. And the ladies are here, and we're going to have a great time, you know, tackling a listener question actually from Wednesday to go more in depth. And, you know, hopefully everybody will have fun kind of playing along with this episode today. So joining me today from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and TheMouseForLess.com, we have Ricky. Ricky, happy 900. Thanks for sticking with us all this time.
Gosh. And I've been on, like, you know, 898. So, I haven't been on that many, but I got on episode number 3 is when I started. That's so it.
You know, I want to be like the Cal Ripken of podcasting. I've said this before. Like, I want to see how many straight shows I can do. Because I know, like, you know, some of the shows people have missed out, but I've been here every episode because I'm the only one that knows how to put it together.
Well, that's because you're the only one who knows how to push the button.
That's it. It's in my basement. Let's just be
honest. If you taught me how to push the button, which would not, trust me, take very much, I would push the button and you wouldn't be on the show.
Exactly. It's called job security.
It would just be the Pam and Ricky show. Exactly. Instead of Mike and Ricky in the morning, it would be Pam and Ricky in the afternoon drinking tea.
and that's why I've never taught you how to run the board.
Show, I think that would be fantastic, don't you, Pam?
The people want more of that.
The people want more of that, exactly.
That'll be podcast feed 2.0 or something. So how's it going, Ricky? Are you recovered from D23 Expo and all the coverage there? I mean, it's Friday. It's been about 5 days. Hopefully, you got to kind of let the fingers cool off.
It has. You know, it's been a heck of a week, and you know, it's been crazy, but it's been a lot of fun getting to share everything with you guys. You know, it's just, yeah, I'm finally, although, you know, this week, of course, it seemed like Disney was like holding on to everything. Obviously they were, but it seemed like the news, like it was just little bitty trickle of news. And now, like, I feel like the floodgates have gushed open again. So I feel like Disney feels comfortable with releasing more information, as the week has gone by. So yeah, I've been catching up, but it's been good.
All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. And Pam, I have a question for you, because I noticed earlier this week, and I have not downloaded that app yet, the Disney Parks merchandising app. I still have not. But yeah. I did see on Twitter that somebody said to be careful for your wives and your girlfriends, because they have the they're like the Disney Dooney and Burks. They're yes. a beach version right there. You can buy them with one click on the app. So have you gone on and made any huge purchases yet in the first week of that new app?
No, because you know what? I'm not a huge Dooney and Burke fan, mm-hmm. first of all. I have a few of those purses, and I think I bought them because I felt compelled because they were Disney. One I love. It's the brown one that looks like it's burnt, like
yes,
it has rays.
Yes,
I have that one, a huge one of that, and I really do like it. But I'm actually really, that's just, I don't love the other purses. And like I tried to talk about in the live show, I try to limit my purchases to things I really, really like and things that really, really mean something. So no big purchases yet, although I have to admit, I scan the app a lot. and it's just like to think about, because we're in the process now. We've been in this house for 2 years. This is embarrassing. So on the level that my office is on, there's like another family room. It's not like our main family room or anything. There's just another room there where we have, you know, other stuff. And I haven't really decorated that room yet. And I was thinking that because it's on the same level as my office and I put Disney stuff in my office, that maybe I can include some Disney stuff I'm scanning just because, you know, there might be something that would be perfect in there and I, you know, would order it then.
I think where it's going to get you, though, is the seasonal stuff, because like I'm more inclined to, like, you know, if there's some really cool like Halloween thing here in the next month, I'm like, oh, God, gotta have that for Halloween. You know, I think that's what they're going
to
get you.
The holidays, like I love to buy Disney Christmas ornaments, and like this is going to make it way too easy, exactly. Way too easy. So anyways, oh, man. But yeah, hello, genius idea, Disney. Why didn't you have this earlier? Exactly. But I still stand by my thing that I'm going to use it the most when I'm right there in Disney World. I guarantee it, because I hate bringing crap home in my luggage. I have like a, you know, I hate when my luggage is too full. So anyways, I will be like, oh, there it is. Scan it. Send it to my house. Awesome. So this opened up a whole new, a whole new world of shopping opportunities in some ways. So, yeah,
we thought magic bands were dangerous. I mean, this is even worse.
Right?
This is,
this is truly dangerous.
This is evil.
Seriously dangerous.
This is bad. All right. Well, if you listened to Wednesday's show, which I hope you did, because it was 899, it was a great show. If you didn't go back and listen to it. No, it was a regular show. We've done 899 of them. They can't all be, you know, one-hit wonders. But anyway, David Dollar wrote in a question. Actually, he posed a challenge to us, which we're going to step up to today on a Friday and use the whole show to talk about. So let me remind everybody what the email was in case you missed it. Kind of cut to the chase here. And he's got a new challenge. It's an eating challenge, and he wanted to present it to us. And he says, okay, so here's the scenario. If an eccentric Disney-loving billionaire told you that they would pay for each of your ways to Disney World, all expenses, but there's a few caveats. So here's what we got to play by. Here's his rules. First, you get to stay anywhere you want on property, but you can't stay in any resort you've spent the night in before. Second, you can't eat at any counter service or table service restaurant you've ever eaten at before. Third, you must eat at one restaurant outside of the parks that you've never tried before. And Victoria and Albert's doesn't count because the eccentric Disney billionaire doesn't want to make it too obvious. And finally, you have to do one experience, tour, attraction, or show that you've never done. It can be in any park or resort, but it has to be something you have never, ever done. Any violation of these rules, like dining at a place that you have in fact been before, will resort in forfeit of all expenses paid, and you'll be relegated to 4 straight hours of Stitch's Great Escape and another 5 hours of a bad acting performance on the Great Movie Ride using a microphone you can barely understand from the back of the tram. So, here's the challenge. Where would you stay? Get your counter and table service restaurant meals. And where would you eat outside the parks? And what would your experience be that you've never done before? And if you've tried every counter or table service restaurant in a park, like Animal Kingdom or Hollywood Studios, then you have to replace it with another restaurant outside of the park. All right, so those are our rules.
Okay.
And
it's
a lot of rules.
We're going to have to go by this step by step.
We are. We're going to do this step by step. And we want you to play right along with us. Oh, okay, man. Little New Kids on NKOTV.
No, I was singing the TV show, Step by Step. With Patrick Duffy.
Yes.
Suzanne Summers. I was going
to
say.
And they went to Disney World. Hello. Hello. It's a tie-in.
Exactly.
I'm so glad that after 900 episodes, we still go off track constantly.
I love it.
I was singing New Kids on the Block, and you're talking about ABC Family.
I'm totally talking about Step by Step.
Always ABC Family.
I don't think it's on ABC Family anymore.
No, what was it called? The ABC, like,
it was just on ABC.
Night?
It was on TGIF.
It was the Friday night.
Anyway, back to the studios, is going to be, there will be no commissary lane here in a couple of years. It'll be Dagobah. Anyway, so let's make it in. Pam, this one will be a little bit challenging for you because you do.
I put on my thinking camp.
I'm spending this billionaire's money, this Disney fan billionaire, and he says I have to stay somewhere on property, somewhere I haven't stayed before, spent the night before. So if I was thinking about those, I was thinking about this earlier. The only value I haven't spent the night in is movies. For some reason, I've never stayed there. I've stayed at the other ones lots of times. I've stayed in all the moderates. So I've stayed at in the Deluxe is Beach Club. I've stayed a night at Animal Kingdom Lodge and Wilderness Lodge. I think those are the only three. So if I had to pick, of course, I'm going to go Deluxe because I'm not paying for it. Well, I would stay, of course, you guys know me, at the Polynesian. I'll go bungalow for, you know, if we're going all in with this billionaire. Hey, so that'd be my place that I am going to stay. So, Pam, where are you going to stay?
So I had to kind of fudge on this because I've actually stayed at all the resorts. And what I'm going to do, though,
you're
is
gonna
stay.
You're going to stay off site. No.
I'm not. What I'm going to do is stay at a grand villa at Bay Lake Tower. And I have not stayed in that kind of room type. So hopefully that is going to.
You know where I thought you were actually going to go?
What?
The new Four Seasons.
I never even thought about that because I don't really think of it as a Disney resort.
I know.
But that's a good point. No, I have not.
Thank you. I have given you an answer now.
All right. Good. Well, so then I'll talk a little bit about both because the Grand Villas at Bay Lake Tower are awesome and a couple stories. I mean, I've toured them a few times and been in them. But no, I haven't stayed at the Four Seasons yet. And actually, that's something I'm going to do. I don't know if I'll get to it this year. Maybe I will. I don't know. But just to check it out. Hello, research. You got to figure it out. Make sure it's okay for our guests. but anyways, yeah. And you know what? The new Four Seasons Resort is so pretty and really just has a lot of things about it to, you know, really appreciate. So it is a choice. It's not like the Swan and Dolphin. It's not an official Disney hotel. So it's not the guests who stay there, believe it or not, are not eligible for all the benefits that other guests
are. Look
how
much money you've paid. Guess what? You don't get to have all the Disney.
You don't get that. You don't get that. You don't get that. But anyways, but yeah, I think it's absolutely worth checking out for sure.
So for folks that are, you know, don't have a lot of background information on the Four Seasons, Pam, where's it located?
It's actually located on Steve's favorite road, sort of.
Yes.
Bonnet Creek. You take Bonnet Creek down and it's right there at the end. It's located very close to Fort Wilderness as the crow flies. And, you know, is actually very close to both the Magic Kingdom and Epcot because of its location. So it's right there at the corner of Bonnet Creek. And I forget what that other road is called, but it's the back way into Fort Wilderness. And you can go to the Magic Kingdom that way, too. So it's beautiful. And you don't really see it advertised very often because the offerings there are very limited. Like guests staying there cannot book the dining plan, which the few guests that we have had really explore that option really wanted the dining plan, and that was the deal breaker for them. I think we've had a couple guests stay, but you know, it's not our normal request. So
wow, man, they make them not eat at the Four Seasons, man. That
I know,
rough.
Right? That's... You gotta bring snacks from home.
You know what I call that back there now? I call that Millionaire's Row, because you got Golden Oak back there too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I don't even know if I'm allowed to drive through there in my Jeep. You know, maybe. I don't know. Who knows? But yeah, that's an interesting one. So, you know, either Bay Lake Tower and a Grand Villa, or you're going over to the Four Seasons. So very nice because, again, we're doing it right because our Uncle Billionaire Disney fan is hooking us up. And thanks, you know, I'm glad we know David Dollar to send this email because, you know, you never know when somebody might listen to this episode and say, you know what, I am a bored Disney billionaire, and these saps need some help. So
that's right. My dream is to have these three idiots go.
That's it. I got to spend this money. So, Ricky, where are you ending up with Brian? First of all, Brian would have a heart attack, but go ahead.
No. He'd be cool. We're spending someone else's
free.
Money. Yeah, okay. Exactly. He'd be fine. He'd be just fine. You know where I'm going? I'm also going to the Polynesian. It's just somewhere I've always wanted to stay. I will never get to stay there. And so, I mean, it's perfect. You know, I think, and of course I would, you know, of course stay in one of the nice new, you know, on the water bungalows, but, I mean, yeah, with the little plungy pool, perfect. Watching the fireworks when it's blazing hot in the middle of the night when the humidity is high. And yeah, that sounds like a perfect way to watch the fireworks. You know, I think that there's just so much that we love at the Polynesian. We love Captain Cook's. We love the feel of the resort. You know, we love, you know, Kona and Ohana, and there's just so much there that, and it's of course just a quick monorail right away that it would be, we've never stayed at a monorail resort. So it would be really bizarre to me to, you know, just hop on the monorail and get to the Magic Kingdom in two stops and So yeah, I would absolutely choose the Polynesian, hands down.
Those are all the reasons that, you know, I would echo. You know, that's why I picked it, and it's got the Disney history tie into it. You know, it's one of those places, again, I spend a ton of time there every vacation because I love it, but I've never got to just roll down to my room. You know, that'd be pretty cool. So good choices there. So we got our digs. Now, second, we have to go for a counter service or a table service restaurant that we've never eaten at before. So let's go counter service. Now, this is kind of interesting because, in my opinion, there's a smaller range of prices in all the counter service meals. So I think you're more looking for an experience you haven't had more than, like, I'm going to stick it to the billionaire and really spend all of his money. So, Ricky, where are you going to go for your counter service meal?
Oh, man. Okay, so it can be... We're just picking one, right?
Yeah, just one. And this one, it doesn't say it has to be in a park or... Just go. Let's go any counter service anywhere. Let's just do that.
Any counter service anywhere. All right, this gets tough because I have been to most. Not all, though. So I'm trying to think of which one that I haven't been to yet that I really, really want to try. And, you know, I think that I'm actually going to go to, and this is going to be a totally odd one for me. It's based off my mood right now. I want to try Yak and Yeti, the local food, you know, the outdoor cafe thing.
Good stuff.
I've never done that, and I hear really good things about it. They have, like, I think some sort of fried rice as an option, and I think that would be really good, and I've never actually tried it, so I think that I want to try it. I've tried most other places in the parks, and this is just something kind of different and unique. And that's kind of what I love about Animal Kingdom is they have a lot of different and unique stuff, especially with Flame Tree Barbecue and the new Harambe Market and stuff like that. I think that overall, Disney's Animal Kingdom does some really great stuff with the food offerings that they have that are unique anyway. So.
Yeah, I would totally pick Harambe Market if it weren't for the fact that I went there.
Yeah, but
this
I've
past
been
trip.
There, so I can't pick it.
that place is just so good, though. Like, I know it's really still pretty new, but if you go to Animal Kingdom, and I'm a Flame Tree Barbecue guy,
yes.
But I think this is better than Flame Tree. It is so good. You got to give it a shot.
It absolutely is just phenomenal. So, I mean, if I can't pick, you know, Harambe Market, I guess I'm going to try something different. So I'm going to try Yak and Yeti counter service.
All right, Pam, where are you going to go? Counter service meal. Let's say in the parks, because is that, Ricky,
yeah.
yours was in
yeah.
the parks. So let's go parks and then non-parks. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, parks and non-parks. Okay.
So where I'm going is actually the Taste Track spot.
Good
which
choice.
Actually, what's so funny about this is it just actually got renamed. It was something else before. So it was renamed recently, and then it had a change in menu. And the reason why I haven't eaten here is because the change in menu, it happened to be open and have the change in menu, but it happened like during the summer,
right,
when I was there. And
you do not want to eat this in the middle
right?
of the summer.
The things that they had in the summer all sounded fantastic, but not appealing in the summer. They had gourmet grilled cheese sandwiches, soup and salad. Again, they sounded great, like great choices, but not when it was 100. But like, listen to some of these grilled cheese sandwiches. There's like Gruyere and Applewood smoked bacon grilled cheese. Hello, with caramelized
yes.
onion and sourdough bread. So good. Fontina and tomato basil grilled cheese, and then Canadian cheddar and apples.
Yeah.
I mean, these all sound like great choices, and I can't wait to get back down there when it's a little cooler so I can enjoy it. Even the salad, though, sounded like a great choice. It was a roasted chicken salad that had raisins and pecans and apples. I mean, these are all like really yummy things. And the soup was a tomato bisque soup. So again, this is someplace I haven't had the opportunity to eat at yet, but it's on my list and I'm gonna get there.
Good call. All right, mine. I feel guilty for this, but I've been thinking about it the whole time you guys have been talking, but I still have to stick with it because it's not very expensive. I'm helping the billionaire stay a billionaire is what I'm doing with this, but I've never eaten at this place, but I've always walked past it, but I've always gone somewhere else. And it's Gertie's, like in the dinosaur at the studio. And I know that dinosaur is going to go extinct very soon. I just have a feeling Gertie will be gone here pretty soon. But they have this one thing that I want. And I think it's like a, Ricky, you might be able to help me out because I know you know the menus really well. It's like a sausage inside of like a pretzel.
Yeah,
it's like wrapped.
It's a Gertie. Gertie's. I think that's at the
Men and Bills. Isn't that where? Yeah. That's
it's
not Gertie's. It's not inside.
It's in the boat.
Sorry, it's the boat. Dinosaur boat, whatever. They're all
the dinosaur sells ice cream.
That's it. I should have.
Wow, you're going for ice cream.
No. I want that. What is? Is it a hot dog inside of a pretzel?
Yeah,
I think that's what it is.
Hot dog inside of a pretzel.
I mean, anything like inside of something else. Like, you know, like I like my chicken. Like my chicken inside my waffle. You know, so I've never gotten that. And I've always been wondering why I haven't eaten out of the boat, you know, right there in front of the Frozen sing-along now. So that's what I would do. It's probably only like a $6 purchase. So our billionaire buddies doing all right. So that's my counter service. Okay, next is table service inside of a theme park. And I'll start off here because mine is right next to where my counter service is. I've never been to Hollywood Brown Derby, and this is one of those I'm so curious about. I almost pulled the trigger on just doing the lounge, the outside area this past summer. We just ran out of time. But the thing is that it's a signature restaurant, so it's a little pricey. It's in a theme park, but I just feel like when I go to a signature restaurant, I want to have a strong theme. Like that has to be part of it. Like there has to be almost like a show or something going on where I just don't feel like I will get that at Hollywood Brown Derby. And I know, Pam, this is one of your favorites, so that's where I would go if I had a comped meal. So tell me, you know, am I making a mistake by never going there before?
Yeah, I mean, we like it more for lunch than dinner, just because there's so many, you know, places that I really, really enjoy dinner. And we've had great, fantastic dinner experiences here too. It's just that I love the Cobb salad so much, and it's like a silly thing. You know, when you go to Disney as often as we do, I think that there are little silly things that become a part of your trip. And the Cobb salad is really that for us. I love it. There's just something about it that I really enjoy. I also really enjoy going there on a really hot day. It's just a break from, you know, what can be just overwhelming, especially at Hollywood Studios. It feels like, you know, you do a lot of back and forth, or at least we do.
We're always
go here, head there. And this just gives us a chance to sit and relax. And I love the lounge there, too. So I think you should give it a try because it really does have a theme. It is old Hollywood, and all the caricatures that you look at, the wait staff there is just so good. We've always just had such wonderful service, and I really miss the cast member who used to work at the desk. I believe his name was Paul, and he has since retired, but he was just a fixture there. And I miss seeing him when we go there, but I mean, I understand he can't just stay there for my family. Paul, we miss you. So anyways, yeah, it is. And the food's good. There's lots of good choices. So.
All right. So maybe in November, we'll have to pull the trigger for Wine and Dine Weekend. Cause I mean, I'm like on the cusp. I'm so close because I'm running out of places that I haven't tried, which is you know, it's kind of a cool thing. So I'm glad to hear that. So what would yours be, Pam, inside of a theme park?
So Steve, this was funny because I was talking about this question with Steve, and he says we haven't been to Monsieur Paul's in France. Now, I think we have, but because neither of us can remember very well, and this may have been years and years and years ago, and for sure it was. So that's where I'm going to try. I really, you know, it's like, I want to say like Victoria and Albert, sort of light. Now, the food is not quite as creative as that. It's a classic French menu, but they have a prefix menu, which means, you know, you can go there and it includes an appetizer, a main course, and a dessert. And they kind of walk you through that. You also can do some wine pairings and things like that. So I think it'd be something that we would enjoy. I'm not over the top with love for French cooking. I don't love things that are really, really heavy or oversauced, but I mean, it's a French, you know, there are new things that you can try that aren't so classically French like that, that I think would be great. And looking over the menu, there's a lot of things that look very interesting that I know that I would enjoy. And I've heard that the view from up there is really cool too. So let's go with the fact that I don't think I have eaten here, and I'm going to go with that.
All right. Remember, if you get caught, though, you get the bill for the entire trip. So you got to be careful. You know, it's one of those things. All of a sudden you get disqualified and you're $4,000 in the hole or something because, you know, you're staying everything. So
yeah,
be careful. Proceed with caution. All right, Ricky, where are you going?
You know what? It's so funny. I was going to pick Monster Paul too. it's one of those places, again, I've never been to. I don't see myself going there under normal circumstances. I mean, if a billionaire is paying for it, then I might as well let him pay for it. And it's like the best option, I think, out of, you know, the four theme parks. I wanted something that was kind of a high-end meal. So this definitely takes the cake for that. But, you know, like Pam said, I do like kind of heavy foods. So, and like, it's kind of right up my alley with that, you know, because I just think that that's going to be a really good meal. You know, I mean, you've got things like, you know, ribeye and I mean, I won't eat escargot. So like that won't be something that I eat. But I think that there's so many different things, duck breast, just so many different things that I maybe wouldn't necessarily try under normal circumstances, that I think when it's in the theme park and, you know how they try to make it perfect so that people who were kind of on the fence like me, you know, actually maybe like it something, because I've never really eaten a lot of French food before. So I think that this is a good foray into trying the whole French cuisine. So that's kind of where I was going with that. But
sounds good.
But definitely no escargot. I'm sorry. That's just, that's
you got to win in Rome. You know, you got to have escargot.
Right. No, I can't do that. No, I can't do that. But I'll try something else. I'll try something else that's a little, different. They have braised oxtail. I've never had that before. Maybe I'll
braised,
try that.
I mean, just think of that picture. Like, if I was just taking a picture of a braised oxtail, like, I'm not eating that. I mean, come on.
I mean, this one, it had me.
Why would the tail be so different?
I don't know. This one had me. I can't pronounce it, but it's seared scallops with vegetables. Okay, you won me on the seared scallops. But then they had cream of cauliflower. I don't know how that good, how
you
that would
really
be.
You really got to squeeze the cauliflower really tightly.
And then ginger lobster consomme. Like, they had me with everything except for the cauliflower cream.
I bet it's really good.
I bet it's really good. But see, that would be one of those things that I would get to try because, you know, hey, when in Rome, and then I probably would like cream of cauliflower. So
I don't know if it's really good, but it's really French. I can tell you that. So.
That's right. Exactly.
All right. So let's skip the counter service outside the parks because that one's kind of tough. I mean, we could do that, but we're running a little short on time and I want to get these other two in. So let's go table service outside of the parks. And for me, it's going to be Jiko over at Animal Kingdom Lodge. Again, I've only heard good things about everybody having kind of adventurous things, having steaks, having toured this restaurant on the when we were staying at Animal Kingdom Lodge this past summer, just walking in there, doing a little bread. They gave you a little bread on the tour. And they talked about how the colors are symbolic, how they have lighting fixtures that symbolize the birds flying over, migrating through Africa. How, just parts of the restaurant, the open pit fire, where they cook the things in there. You know, everything in there is symbolic and it's beautiful. I had no idea that it was that beautiful. So, and I know, Pam, you've been there many times and you like this place, but Jiko's where I'm going to go because I love Boma. I love the Animal Kingdom Lodge, and Jiko just sounds like it's a place that I have to hit here in the next year or so. So I will make it a point to eat at Jiko when the bill is on our billionaire Disney buddy. So, Pam, where are you going to go for your outside the parks table service?
So I'm going to Todd English's Blue Zoo. This is another one that if we have eaten there, it has been
so
long.
You don't remember
long.
Doing it.
Exactly, yeah.
Back horrible. Then it was so old, it was Green Zoo.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, but I don't know why we haven't been here, probably because we just don't wander over the Swan and Dolphin that often. And both Steve and I really like seafood. It has some great sushi choices as well as raw oysters and clams, and Steve and I both like those. There's just so many choices here that I feel like I would really like, and plus the restaurant looks really cool. It has a really cool look and feel to it, and I just think, I would love to give it a shot.
All right, sounds great. And thinking outside the box there, the Swan and the Dolphin, and we went over there this past summer to go to the fountain. And it's kind of cool to go over there. If you're not staying there, you're probably not going to spend a lot of time there. But it definitely has a different vibe going than the rest of the Disney resorts. I noticed that.
It does. I mean, it doesn't quite feel like a Disney resort in that space. I think not that that's a good or a bad thing, but it just doesn't. So
it had a big Vegas convention-er kind of feel to it. Just that night we were there. I think we were there like on a Friday night. It was happening. I mean, it was happening.
It was later, too.
It was later. All right, Ricky, where are you going outside the parks for a nice table service meal with Brian or without Brian?
Hi. Yeah, I am going to California Grill. Again, this is one of those places that we've just never been to because, you know, if you've met my husband, hello. So why have
California Grill when you can have, what's it called downstairs next to Chef Mickey's?
Right, exactly. When I can have Contempo Cafe.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, exactly. Same thing, you know. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to finally get to experience California Grill. Of course, I would do it during fireworks time. I mean, hello, because when in Rome. So I think, again, you know, they just updated the menu a couple years ago. They have lots of things that look really good, like the pork two ways. They have the seared rare ahi tuna, which I apparently learned that I love ahi tuna on the cruise.
Oh,
see, one of those
that.
Things that
yes.
I learned I liked.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Oh, that was so good. I dream about that.
Oh, I know. I'm saying I'm starving right now. That'd be so good. I could tear up like a whole like school of tuna right now.
Seriously. Absolutely. Oh, so good. That little spicy crust on the outside.
Oh, killing me, Ricky. Keep going.
I'm sorry. they have seared jumbo scallops. Again, one of my favorite things in the world to eat. And, you know, bison tenderloin. Actually, Brian and I just tried bison here a couple of about a month or month and a half ago here in Atlanta, and I didn't hate it. So see you again, another thing that I'm trying. There's just a ton of things, and you can't beat the view. I mean, it's just perfect. It'd be the perfect romantic dinner, and I would love to try it on a millionaire. So
it's a billionaire, Ricky.
On a billionaire.
I'm saying,
Thank you. Get
it right.
Thank you, billionaire. And plus, they have sushi, and Brian loves sushi, and he could get all that he wants.
That's it. All right. Well, okay. So we're to the last part, and this is our tour or show or experience that we can have outside of the theme parks, and it's covered by our billionaire buddy, and it's something we have never done before. So you can't pick the race cars. They're gone. They're gone, even though that would have been an option, you know, this time last year. But I think if it was me, I'm going to do, and again, I know a lot of people say, oh, I don't want to give 8 hours to that on my vacation, you know. But
you were going to pick the exact same thing I was going to pick.
Backstage magic. You know, if it's covered, you know, I'm willing to give up 8 hours if it's free. You know, I'm not going to pay a bunch of money to spend an entire day, but I want to know about all those secrets, and I know we've heard about most of them, but the thing is it's a new experience, and to get to be catered, you get to have a nice meal, I think sometimes at Wilderness Lodge, you know, at Whispering Canyon in the middle of the tour, so go see behind the scenes at, you know, the theme parks, maybe back in the, what's that, where they do the, like the Christmas ornaments, I forget what that's actually called, they take you around all the backstage things, so mm-hmm. I would do backstage magic, give a day, and wink to my billionaire buddy there and say thanks a lot for the experience, because I've always wanted to give that a try. Of course, it's hard to do when you're on a family vacation. You'd have to really kind of plan that out and say, you know what, the rest of the family is going to have a special like girls day. In my case, you know, you can go to the water park or, you know, go shopping at Downtown Disney. Daddy-O's going, you know, his billionaire buddy's hooking him up and he's doing backstage magic today. So it'd have to be, you know, you'd have to work it out ahead of time, but that's what I would do. So, Ricky, you got to pick something besides backstage magic, because I picked it. What are you
going
to do?
All right. I'm going for it then. I am absolutely going for it. Since you picked what I was going to pick, I am picking the Grand One. Thank you very much.
Nice call. Nice call. I like it. Yeah.
Mic drop. Thank you. I mean, how else? And of course, it would be the romantic as best I could get. I would rent it during the fireworks. I'm going all out. I would have it catered, everything. I'm completely going all out. Grand One.
Yeah, I just hope Brian doesn't walk in while we're recording this and he says, wait, Grant, if he knows the Grand, yeah, exactly. Wait, what? Is she booking the Grand? Get her off
the
podcast.
I'm booking the Grand One. Let's do it.
She's lost her marbles. All right, Pam, you have the last word. What experience are you going to have that you've never done that Big Daddy O billionaire is going to take care of for you?
So I'm going to do the Holiday Delights tour, and this is kind of like the backstage tour, only seasonal, but sort of. I mean, you get to visit a bunch of different parks, but I just love Disney even more at the holidays, and I think being able to see Osborne Lights and Candlelight Processional and doing, you know, the Magic Kingdom Christmas things as well, I think would just be a great way to spend that time. I think my whole family would enjoy it. It's not quite as long as the whole day tour, but it really would be a great experience and would, you know, help me make sure that we saw all those things I wanted to see at the holidays, all the not to miss stuff.
All right, so now how do we make sure that this billionaire Disney fan finds this podcast? I mean, seriously, so let me give my email, and I promise if he contacts me, I'll let you ladies know as well. Mike@BeOurGuestPodcast.com. If you're a Twitter, like if you own Twitter, maybe it's a guy, Jack Dorsey. He's from St. Louis. I mean, I think he's a billionaire. Maybe he's a Disney fan. I don't know. But, you know, hey, you can get a hold of me at BeOurGuestMike, and we'll figure something out. We'll do a little research. We'll run down there. And I might even fly in a private jet for this. You know what I'm saying?
There we go.
I doubt it, but I might. You know, I'm not committing anything, Jack. And just in case you email, just or tweet me, just know. So anyway, today we want you to go on Facebook. It's a Friday. You're kind of, you know, especially if it's Friday afternoon. Hey, it's the weekend already. Drop by Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Let us know what you would do in these categories. And again, thanks to listener David for the great email. We love when you guys feed us some topics for Friday shows because it makes it fun. It's, you know, it's what you want to hear, and it's always fun for us. So thanks again. Thanks, everybody, for hanging with us for 900 shows. It's always a pleasure to produce these.
Thank you.
And it takes a lot to listen to these. So thank you.
Sometimes.
So
yes,
much.
It does.
Yes. All right. Don't forget, today's episode brought to you by the good folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. So when it comes time for your billionaire buddy to hook you up, you know, you still got to make the plans. You know, maybe they're paying the bill. They're giving you the credit card. But you know what? You want it done right. You want concierge level service each and every time. You got to tell that billionaire guy, hey, I got a great agent. They're over at themagicforless.com. So check them out today. Next time you're headed to Disneyland, Walt Disney World, or the Disney Cruise Line, and you want to sail on the Grand One with Ricky and Brian, you need to drop by.
Yeah, buddy.
Themagicforless.com. They'll make it happen. I don't know about the Grand One, but they'll do all the rest for you. So check them out today. All right. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at BeOurGuestMike, Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast to get in on the conversation over there. We still have the great forums going, BeOurGuestPodcast.com/forums. And if you want to send a 900th episode present, we'd love a great review and rating over on Stitcher and on iTunes. We'd appreciate that so much. All right. So we are going to get out of here. You know, we might even have a cake for the 1,000th episode. How's that sound, ladies? We need to have a cake for 1,000.
Yeah, I like it.
All right, we have 100 episodes to get ready for some kind of a cake.
Who's going to bake it?
I don't know. We'll figure that out later.
Maybe okay.
My buddy Jonathan up in Canada, he listens in the bakery. He has a bakery. I don't know if you guys follow him, but it's Monkey Cakes. And this guy is the most amazing baker I have ever seen. No kidding. He could kill the people on those. I don't watch the Food Network, but I know that we had a winner. Was it Wedding Wonderland and Florissant here won one of those shows.
Yep.
And they made my groom's cake. It was a Jeep, but Jonathan could kill that. I've seen his work, and he's loved by his fans up there. So maybe we'll have to get with Jonathan and have a cake made for us and sent down to the States. We'll have to talk to him. He's an awesome guy. Awesome guy. He inspires me all the time. So anyway, we're going to get out of here. Let's get on with your weekend. Thank you so much for hanging with us. Again, let us know what your thoughts are on Facebook this weekend. All right, so for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike. Wishing you a great weekend. Whatever you do, stay safe out there, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.